Recording in progress.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Polished Woman, only on LA Talk Radio.
And now, your award-winning host, Jessica R. Bunavach, and the...
Hey, Max! How are you? Happy Monday! Happy... Wait, is it already the third week of May? Oh, my gosh. And next week is going to be... Memorial weekend next week. So a lot of people out there are going to be, you know, going out of town. So that's exciting. But this week, today we have Dr. Grace once again on our show. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. I felt like I've learned so much from her last Monday that I want more of her today and maybe the next few weeks, right?
Yes. I love that we call it the doctor and the diva.
Right, you know, I know.
So much to you too, and we're gonna have Dr. Grace back. We're gonna have to ask her to come. So impressive! I was so touched by last week's show, and I'm like, you know what? I'm so glad we booked her for two shows. We're gonna have to book her for more. Today's show. You know, last week we had a lot of revelations, and a lot of women were tweeting at the Polished Woman,
and I think
you know we're onto something here.
Yes.
So we need to continue. You know, when we're in this flow and in this rhythm of grace and elegance and beauty, you know, we're doing God's work. So
we're doing
God's work, the doctor and the diva. Jess, today's show, tell us about today's show because it's going to be a really amazing show. It's a life class, ladies. So get your pens ready and take notes, right?
Wait, Max, do you believe though, a question, do you believe that each one of us are actually designed to be with a partner?
No.
Actually, some of us are designed to be alone.
I agree.
As one person that is already for you, whatever, you know, wherever they are, right? And I love the whole advice of Dr. Grace on this book, The Sacred Bond. Oh my gosh. You have to, you know, you have to tune in. You have to listen because I was like, okay, I have to keep this book and be in my, you know, purse all the time. It's amazing. So I hope for all of you women out there who are single, still single, who are divorced moms or widowed moms and who are single moms, please tune in because this is an amazing, amazing, it's a Bible verse and a therapeutic advice. How do you call that, Max?
No, exactly. You know, Dr. Grace will explain more about who she is. Last week, she gave us an idea of what she does and who she is. And we all know she's a national best-selling author. She has numerous books. She, Queen Latifah, Jenny Jones, Montel Williams, Rick Lynn, you name it, she was on it. Good Morning America. She is the love doc expert.
Yeah.
You know, and her books have helped women for decades. You know, we pulled Dr. Grace out of retirement. She's really, you know, she's ready to do her thing. And I'm glad that we have her here on The Polished Woman. But, you know, Jess, before we get that, there's a hot topic that just I got this from the news from the APA, from American Press Association.
Okay.
That this fall, the New York City, all public schools are going to be in person this fall.
Wow.
Yeah. So for New York City, that's a big deal.
Good.
You know, New York City's picking back up. I'm actually in New York right now. There's traffic. Things are getting back to, you know, the New York
normal.
Yeah. So just to let everyone know, you know,
if you have plans
and if you have visions for your future, start thinking about them now. And relationships. You know, what did we say last week? When doors are opening, I haven't had sex in a long time. You know, we talk about it here on the show.
Yeah.
And don't let the reopening of places be the reason why you are promiscuous.
Why you're opening your legs. Yeah.
Exactly.
Close it.
Just because the doors are opening doesn't mean the legs have to open. But you and Dr. Grace are going to talk about that. Have a great show. I'm really,
Thanks,
really looking
Max.
Forward to having Dr. Grace back on. And really, you know, we need to have her back on again. So
I know. We have to.
Jess, I'm going to go back in control room. Have an amazing show. I love you. And,
Thank you.
Jess, just keep doing your purpose. You know, you're really changing lives with every show that we do. So I love you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Max. I love him. Oh, my gosh. Wait, I have this quote from Oprah Winfrey. Don't settle for a relationship that won't let you be yourself. Oh, right? A lot of women out there are just in a relationship just because they want a relationship, or just don't do that. Okay, so we will learn today from our special guest, Dr. Grace Cornish Livingstone, a dynamic speaker, relationship consultant, and best-selling author of numerous books, including The Sacred Bond, which we are actually discussing today for our two-part series. Hello, Dr. Grace.
Hello, Jessica. Nice to see you again.
You look so beautiful.
And so do you.
Dr. Grace, I have to interrupt.
Yeah.
Jess.
Yeah.
Dr. Grace. Hey, it's Max. I'm in the control room.
Yeah.
But Dr. Grace, I know that we got you for two shows and I love putting people on the spot. But please, we need you to come back some more. So this show has turned into really something dynamic, and not only dynamic, but divine. I really believe that grace is taking place here. And it's no coincidence that your name is Dr. Grace. As you listen to, so consider it. Next Monday, we're on a break anyway. But Dr. Grace, as the executive producer, I'm personally inviting you back on. So I hope you take our invitation. Until then, have a great show. Love you, girls.
We have to do a show, Max. Can you please? The Doctor and the Diva.
We'll work on that. But right now, we've got a great show. So let's get into it.
Okay. Okay. Dr. Grace, thank you once again. You look so beautiful. And I was so inspired. A lot of women were so inspired from last week's show. Thank you so much. I brought that whole show for the whole week. Yeah. I was just so inspired. And yeah, I felt like I'm vibrating. I'm back.
Aww.
Yeah. I even did that reel saying that, hey, I'm back, you know, because of course the whole year, the whole pandemic, you know, being quarantined and everything was just, you know, hard. But then again, it was too much for everyone. So you basically left together. So, okay, Dr. Grace, here we are again. Okay.
Yes.
The Sacred Bond. Oh my gosh. I will keep this forever. The Sacred Bond. How can we get your book again, Dr. Grace, before we get into the show?
Well, you know what? They're online wherever books are sold, but I'm going to repackage and come back out with a whole thing again.
Yeah.
And of course, they're on Amazon. I still have to work out the contracts with them, but everything is fine. But I'm going to repackage. But in the meantime, people can get them on Amazon or any platforms where books are sold.
Yay. Thank you so much. Dr. Grace, I know that the purpose of this book is to provide readers with seven spiritual tools to recognize and, you know, and marry their soulmates. Can you briefly describe how you came up with this? I love it so much. Yeah. Can you walk me through them? Because the number one alone, walk me through them first. How did you come up with this?
Jessica, you said the key step to recognize.
Yes.
Because people are walking around with masks. They're not truly being who they are. And everyone is showing a phony side of themselves, or, you know, and it's not intentional, because a lot of times people have been hurt so harshly in the past that they want to protect themselves. But the thing is, when you build a protective coating around yourself, what it does, it does effectively keep people from getting in, but it also keeps you from getting out. So your true self is not being shown to attract the right person for you. Now, to recognize someone, I tell people this all the time. Your ideal soulmate could be standing right in front of you. But if you have blinders on, you're not going to know. A lot of people already met their soulmate. They had the wrong person in their head and in their bed. So you have to pull back those layers so you can attract that right person. And the reason why you have to do it from a spiritual point, and not only just spiritual, because you are spirit, soul, and body.
Yes.
You are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. So if you're just mating body to body, well, you see what a mess that can be when you're just doing, that is the icing on the cake where you enjoy it. And I'm not telling people what to do with their bodies, but I'm just telling you, if you're ready for that real sacred love, let me show you how. So if you're just mating, just physical alone, Sure, you might be having fun, but sometimes it's just like a marathon where you're just going like a sports event, where you just keep going and panting hard, not because somebody's breathing hard. He may be enjoying the performance, but not the performer. Do you understand what I'm saying? So therefore, yes.
Oh my gosh.
I really pull this back. If you want a happy, healthy relationship, it is your birthright. So therefore, anything else without the spirit, because you have to mate first, spirit to spirit. That's when people talk about soulmate. And they said, well, you can have multiple soulmates. I'm like, well, how many souls do you have in this lifetime?
Yeah.
So a lot of times you have other people for a season, for a reason, or for a lifetime. Who do you want to attract spiritually?
I love that.
Came about the spiritual, I can go on with this. I went into deep prayer, Jessica. And I saw in Jeremiah 1:5 where God said, before you were born, I knew you. Before I put your spirit in that person's womb to give you birth, I knew who you were. And that, of course, came from your father's sperm and your mother's egg.
Yes.
When they procreated, you came forth, but God already knew your spirit. He said that. And I remember saying, God, if you know my spirit, then surely you must know the right spiritual person for me, or the right person for me. Because if you're the maker of all souls, I don't want to play any more games. And if unconditional love really exists, then please let me experience it before I take my last breath on this earth. I meant it. And for those who didn't see the show last week, and similar to what you went through, my mother was murdered, but it happened in front of me. Yeah. And I'm like, I am not playing around with this. If unconditional love really exists, I need to know. So God, show me how. And that's when the spiritual part started coming in. And so what happens with this is getting rid of all the fluff and all these rules that people tell you. Oh, you know,
there's a lot of rules, Dr. Grace. Oh my God.
The one is the Holy Spirit.
Okay. How if a person or a woman is not spiritual?
Okay.
We all have faith, but how if someone, there's a lot of people, women out there, how do we explain this to them and address them?
That's a great question. So even if you don't have you don't have that relationship then with your creator or the creator of the universe, here's what you can do. Just simple things. Ask yourself three questions. Does this person enrich my life in any way? Mm-hmm. Is he looking out for my best interests? And does he like me for who I am? But then you have to ask yourself that on your mate's or your potential mate's behalf. Mm-hmm. Do you bring anything to the table? Do you like him for who he is? And are you looking out for his best interest? If you can say yes to all three, then that's possibly the right mate for you. Because love is not painful. It doesn't hurt. Of course, you're going to go through emotional differences, but it's not unkind. And when people are being unkind, and you see so many times where someone has done something like, and they're like, lost. Or it may be something else, or it may be a habit that you're used to.
Or
that's not true love.
Right? Or codependency. Yes.
Absolutely, Jessica. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. You mentioned lust. What is the difference between love and lust?
Okay, now...
Sometimes, Dr. Grace, when you're in lust, they think they're in love, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And lust is usually something more physical, but it's also something you see in that person that you're yearning for, something that you feel is going to make you complete. And all of a sudden you think, I can't live without this person. It's like it's like a pocketbook. You want that bag so badly. It's like, I have to do it. I'm going to not pay my rent. I'm not going to pay my mortgage, but I'm going to buy that pair of shoes. Here's an analogy for you. I'm going to buy that pair of shoes. You're lusting for it. Unconditional love has no room for that. But unhealthy love is, have you ever bought a tight pair of shoes? It may be beautiful on the outside, thing is so painful that you're going to squeeze and contort your feet like Cinderella's sisters that the shoe didn't fit them, but you want it to fit. So no matter the pain, you're squeezing yourself into that and you end up with bunions, corns, and throbbing feet that eventually you throw it out anyway. That is what ill-fitting relationship is like. It may look good on the outside and you say, well, he looks ideal, or people will think we're doing okay. But on the inside, you're going through so much pain and agony. It's not worth it. And that's not your true soulmate.
I love that.
Yes, that's not your true soulmate.
Okay. Let's start with the number one. I'm glad that you put this as your number one spiritual truth. You are wonderfully made.
Absolutely.
Oh, my
absolutely.
Gosh.
But not conceited. Learn how to toot your own horn. It's okay to say, I don't know who I am, but I want to be the best me that I can be. Some people think they're nothing if they don't have a relationship in their lives. So they keep running from the Tom, Dick, and Harry, and they keep going, making these unhealthy mistakes. And they end up with the same man, but with a different name and a different face. So you have to break that cycle by spending time with yourself to become the best you that you can be.
Yes.
So you know what you're bringing to a relationship by first being a complete person, a complete individual in yourself, where you actually like yourself. And you like yourself so much that you're willing to share yourself with someone else. Don't give yourself to someone and say, here, you complete me. You fix me.
That's not good. If someone says to you, you complete me, then it's not good, right?
Oh, you know what? You can come to each other and be another frosting on top of the cake. But you, if you're saying you complete me, then therefore that person should be removed from any, for you, for any reason, whether they decide to leave or if something happens, then you're going to say, well, I'm incomplete. I'm no good. I'm not whole without this person. You have to be a whole person, a whole individual. So you feel so confident that you're not going to put up with mess. If it comes up, like if there's cheating and beating, absolutely not.
So how do you become whole? I think how you become whole is if we discuss the next show, the Ten Commandments. Right? Yes. I think that is one of the best thing that I've ever, you know, read. I mean, it's amazing. So how do you become, you know, whole?
Learning, number one, to like yourself, to say, it's a time to be kind to me. I'm not going to let anyone use me. Mm-hmm. I am not going to disrespect myself. I am not going to contort myself into fit into someone else's definition of who I am.
Yeah.
So it's time to pull back the pieces. Every piece that you have given off, whether it's a negative relationship, a negative situation. Now, I don't have the book in front of me, and I know you probably have them.
Yes.
Where you can just list them off.
Yes.
So, but these are the components where the basic thing is learning how to be kind to yourself and standing up for yourself.
That's true. Okay, let's go to the next one. Be not unequally yoked.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yes. Avoid the death weight. Dead weight. Avoid the dead weight. Attract the heavy. Can you explain this? Avoid the
absolutely.
Dead weight.
Absolutely.
The heavy weight mate. Okay, what is that?
Dead weight is someone for you where it's going nowhere. They're criticizing you. They're not even bringing anything to the table. They're just extracting and just pulling your energy like a spiritual vampire, sucking your energy dry. You need to get rid of the dead weight date so you can get a heavyweight mate. And a heavyweight mate is someone who comes in top of the line. And top of the line doesn't necessarily mean financially, although that's very helpful as well, where you put your two nickels together and make a dime and buy a piece of the American dream. So, and it's not just about nickel and dime. It's just like, you know, not letting someone extract everything from you. Absolutely not. You're going to come and both of you come to the table and say, what are we bringing here? So the heavyweight mate is someone who is ambitious, yes, but someone who's kind to you, someone who likes you for who you are, someone who's going to want to see you win. And therefore, they're very supportive. It's not egocentric and it's out of you, but someone who brings something to the table that will make you smile, smile, not just on the lips, but a smile to your heart. The heart, the heart is very important.
It is very important.
Yes.
Okay. The number three, ask and it will be given to you. Are you ready for the togetherness and forever? How do you ask?
You know what, Jessica? I tell people, I said, do you know what you, when you said you want your soulmate, if you just want a relationship, you know, like a quick fix, that's something else. Mm-hmm. Eventually that catches up to you too. You know, that usually happens when someone is leaving a bad relationship and just getting into a right now relationship just for now, when they're saying, I don't want anyone seriously. My thing is, instead of getting into a relationship, take time to build back who you are and build your self-worth. And so ask it. Some people call it, I'm going to ask the universe and the law of attraction. Let me tell you something. There is someone who created the universe. So instead of going to the universe, I personally go to the God of the universe. And that's what works for me. So, and again, the biblical, ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be open. Now, sometimes when you're asking, you're going to get what you need instead of what you want. So be very patient. Be very patient. Meaning, if you really believe that you are the best that you can be, you ask from an honest point of view and say, Lord, honestly, you are like a master chess player. We are the pieces on the board. You can move us around. I am asking you based on your word, because you're the one who said it is not good for me to be alone. That doesn't mean you cannot like your time and your space with yourself. Absolutely not. It just means that if you want that counterpart, so say, I made a counterpart for you. So two becomes one. That doesn't mean you lose yourself. It's two whole people coming together to make one beautiful union with the Holy Spirit. When I said the Holy Spirit at the center, I have a person, you know, I strive and tell people to have a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. But for people who are not there or who don't want to be there, but just do it this way, with kindness at the center, where someone is not going to hurt you or harm you, but they're going to bring happiness to your life. And not every day is going to be happy, because trial and tribulation in life. But the thing is, you agree that you will work on it together to make a better life for both of you.
How do we shift the energy? How if there's there are unhappy days? You know, it's not always it's not always roses.
Pandemic that shows us alone that there's just it has been such a long dark tunnel, and it's about looking at the light at the end of the tunnel. A lot of people, it has. Two things has been happening. Either people have like a spiritual revelation where they're like, wait a minute, I'm still here. We're still here, and we're still here for a reason. Mm-hmm. What can we do to make the best of our life, the rest of our lives, the best of our lives? And then you have other people who are saying, you know what, forget it. It's just, I'm just going to just live my life vicariously and do whatever I want to do, because YOLO, you only live once. You know, I see a lot of them saying that YOLO, and they're doing some reckless things. But if you want to do it purposefully to say, you know what, I'm here for a reason, with all the many millions of people who have died and so many people have lost loved ones. You know, for someone who has been taken over by this pandemic, and, you know, just look at it and just look and just be grateful that you're still here and say, you know what? This is not a joke. This is not a dress rehearsal. This is my real life. I am going to live every day purposefully. I'm going to make the best of what I have so that I can enjoy my life, no matter how large or how small the capacity is. But I'm going to live it purpose. And that gives you a shift. It gives you a shift to know you're not a mistake. You're not just taking up space on the planet. You're here for a reason. There's something each and every one of us can do more precisely than anyone else, because that is our purpose. So find out what your purpose is.
I want to ask you about this whole purpose. I had a conversation one time with, I cannot say who it was, but it was you know, within the family, and I was like, so we talked about this, your purpose, and it basically answered me, I don't know, I don't have a purpose. What is my purpose? Isn't that so sad that some people think that they have no purpose, that they have, that they're just here, what, to be a father or to be a mother or to be just to take care of their, you know, their children or their siblings and just work every day. You know, it's how do you know and how do you find that purpose for people who think they don't have? I mean, I believe that we were all born here for something, right?
Absolutely. And each person's purpose, it's a personal relationship where at the time when you're ready, you have to say to your creator, knowing that there's a greater omnipotent power than yourself that brought you here. And I go back to saying this, in life we come sandwiched between two pieces of papers, a birth certificate when we come in, a death certificate when we transport through God's other door. That time in between on earth, on this planet, is a beautiful, purposeful gift from God. So therefore, you go back and you said, God, I am not going to listen to what anyone's definition of who I am is. Who do you say I am? You're the creator of me because you, and I tell people, even if you don't believe, just get by yourself, even for 3 days, turn off your phone and say, God, if you exist, let me find out who you are. Don't be afraid. Just say, if you're real, let me find out. And if he doesn't reveal himself, then you can go back to not believing. But at least just be open where it's just you and your creator. And you said, if you're really real, let me know. Turn off your phone, turn off the noises. And I guarantee you're going to have such a different mind change or a light change that you're going to be like, whoa, really? And that's personal relationship, the beauty of
Dr.
your
Grace,
creative.
Because why, why does it have to be 3 days?
Now, you know what? I'm just using 3 days. For me, it was 3 weeks in my 20s. But 3 days, because if you tell people 3 weeks now, they think you're out of your mind.
Yeah, yeah, you're like, right. That is so true.
But everyone can spare a weekend, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you may start at 3 days and you may get that's such so a revelation true. That you feel within yourself, or when the Lord touches you, he has you from 3 months or 3 years or whatever it is. But it's that time that you're going to spend. Meaning it's a time where, you know, there's so many things in the Bibles where Jesus talked about and said, this kind does not go out but through prayer and fasting. Fasting just means to abstain for something. Mm-hmm. When do you give up your shopping for a while or give up certain television shows? Just get quiet with your creator and said, please, I'm here. And don't just keep doing it and looking at your phone and checking what's going on Instagram and all. After created me. And the Bible tells you everything that was made by him. He was in the world, but the world knew him not. Whoa, that's powerful. Can you imagine the creator of all souls wrapped in a robe of flesh, walking the earth, and you don't even know? The Bible also tells you, be careful who you entertain, because you're entertaining angels that are unawares. You may have a guardian angel, or the Lord may send a guardian angel in the form of someone who has done a good, you know, a good deed or something, and you didn't even know at the time that was an angel that you were entertaining. So be open. It's not some spooky supernatural out there stuff. This stuff is real. It is so real. But that's why it comes back to the 3 days. It's just a period of time where you're just giving yourself time to say, let me try to just cut off from the noise. Let me just stop the noise and the interference, and let me just get real. It is the most powerful thing you can do for yourself in this lifetime.
Amazing. All I want to say is that you're listening to The Polished Woman with Jessica Bunavach and our guest, Dr. Grace, the doctor and the diva. If you're tuning in now, thanks for tuning in.
Oh my God, that's so good. Dr. Grace, number four, seek and you will find. Exploring the best places to meet a decent mate. Okay, but nowadays, it's hard to go out. It's, you know, you don't know where to go. So basically, people are just depending on the online dating or finding someone from the social media, you know, open doors, open legs. But sometimes it's really hard because you cannot really fully, you cannot fully, know that person until you meet them, meet with them in person, and you know, really spend with them.
I love that you brought up that point, because nowadays with social media, especially, this is what before you could go out and you could meet someone very easily, and that might happen again soon. As you know, we're going to look at the positivity. It will happen again soon, but in the meantime, if you're meeting someone online, do not be catfish. Do not take those photographs. I've seen so many people, they have a picture up there, that's not even who they are, but people fall for it, and you start giving them your heart and your money and your time and your love. It's like, wait a minute, pump the brakes here. Do you even know what this person looks like?
You gotta FaceTime then.
Thank you. Exactly. I'm surprised how many people do not do that. And yes, it's funny because you can you can meet someone and you can get to know them by just speaking with them, FaceTiming on the phone. And don't just do the phone alone. You FaceTime so you can look into their eyes, because eyes are windows to the soul. You'll see what they are like. But in the meantime, I know they have those shows about getting married after 90 days and marriage at first sight and all that stuff.
I know.
That may work for some people. But I know, as for me, I need to know who this person is.
Yes.
I need to know the person's soul. I need to know what they think about certain relationship. I need to know what they think about domestic violence. And you need to know what they think about cheating. You know, they might be in a polygamous situation and it's okay in certain cultures or certain...
No.
One mister for each sister. Okay. One man for each woman. I don't believe in that menage a trois. You know, the Trina, Nina, and Gina dating. Absolutely not.
What is that? What is the new one right now? The open relationship or something?
Yes, that a lot of people are doing that. You know what? I think a lot of them do, Jessica, because they're settling. They're absolutely settling because you really question them and they will tell you, oh, I don't mind. I will do it. And he can have her and he can. And don't even let me get started on the other woman. That's something else we're going to touch on too. But when you really question them or speak to them in a one-to-one relationship, after a while, even though they may agree to go in there, they're like, but I thought I could change his mind.
Oh, God.
If someone show you who they are in the beginning and this is what you agree to, don't think, oh, I can sex him out of it. Or I can whip it on him so much he's going to change his mind. It's not even just about sex because he can get sex from anywhere. It's about that connection that you have. And that's why it comes back. Do you recognize each other? Who is this person mentally and spiritually? What kind of characteristic does this person have? So therefore, these are the things that you look forward to. And of course, a sexual union is a beautiful icing on the cake. Enjoy yourself. But first, know. Oh gosh, I'm going to say this. Affection before erection, okay?
I love that.
Get that spiritual affection before any kind of physical come into it at all. Get to know who you're getting in bed with. Know where you're heading before you get to in bed. And that's what I say.
Yes. That's so important. You know, nowadays, they just have sex, just want to get it out there, and that's it. There's no affection. Oh, Max said that the STD rate dropped last year. That's a good news, right?
I believe it. I believe it because people are quarantined. So Your body is not a garbage disposal for someone to come and put some toxic sperm inside of you.
Yes.
And I tell men, be very careful.
Be very
careful, man. And here's one for the men, just in case you have the men watching.
Okay.
Don't be like some bull roaming around the cow pasture for anything you make. Be very sapping your strength when you have a beautiful soulmate in the wings waiting for you, but you're busy wondering with this one who has been chopped and blocked. Now, I have no problems with plastic surgery. Believe me, I say do it. Once it makes you happy and not hurting yourself, go for it. But the thing is, I'm talking about people who have changed so much. You don't even recognize a person without makeup. You don't even know what they look like. And they become like a plastic doll. That is not real. You're seeing this image where you're saying, oh my God, I love that. And then what happens after when something else needs to be maintained and it's not happening or they do too much. And then it becomes like a sight of, oh my God.
It's
so frightening. It's very frightening.
Yeah. Okay. Number 5, knock and it will be open to you. Opening the door to purposeful dating. I love that. Purposeful dating.
Yes.
Can you describe
your purpose? Yes. Should be knowing where you're going. I've seen some people in engagement where someone give you a ring just to keep you quiet or to string you along. It doesn't mean a thing if you don't have the ring. And sometimes when you do have a ring, the person is still having a fling on the outside. Know where you're going. Know where you're heading. Is your goal to be married with your soulmate? Or is it just to be engaged so you can tell your friend, oh, I'm engaged and I'll flash this ring to you. Sometimes he's giving you a cubic zirconia. So make sure you check that it's free time. And you do not want a false cubic zirconia relationship anyway. Relationship, even if it's a diamond in the rough, where you're going to work together, make each other sparkle, where you're just moving away all the debris so you can get to the center of who you are. And so therefore, when you're opening that door to purpose dating, and some people tell you, well, I don't want to be married. I like the way it is. And if I get married, you know, a lot of times they said, if I get married, then it's going to change. No. The marriage doesn't change you. You're two people. You're two people involved. So you determine what the change is going to be like, both of you. And they're like, marriage is just a piece of paper. Let me tell you, it's a legal piece of paper. It's also a spiritual contract.
Yes.
All the wedding ring represent is just an unbroken circle of your union. That's all it is. But you need that legal paper. I've seen people who have been in common law situations where they've been shacking up or living for years. And then unfortunately, something happened to one of the partners. And then what happens is you have no legal right to anything at all. I had a really good friend and she was in London and she took care of this man. He was so sick. When he died, you know, God rest his soul, the family came and said, you know what? Thank you, but you're no longer here, needed here. Wow. And she ended up with absolutely nothing. When none of them wanted to take care of him when he was sick and dying from cancer, she went through all of that. And it happens here too. It happens a lot here. So I tell people, I was going to mention something, but if the person saw me, they'll know I'm talking about them. Yes. But one of, you know, it's a distant relative who living girlfriend took care of him. You know what happened when he died?
Yes.
The daughter and everyone else came and kicked her home, left nothing. And he left quite a substantial sum. And I'm like, protect yourself. Protect yourself. You're worth it. You're worth an entire package.
I love that.
If you want to be a mistress, then be a mistress, if that's the case. But you have to make up your mind, I'm married material, I'm not mistress material.
Oh, that's so good. Okay, that's so good. I'm a married material, not a mistress material. Yes. Number six, try his spirit. What is that?
Sometimes people will pretend to be someone they're not. So trying the spirit, I mean, don't just accept someone because they said, oh, I believe in God or this, or I'm a decent person. Try the spirit. See what it's like when you get into an argument. How does the person react? Are they threatening you? Is that anger side so angry that it looks like an uncontrollable beast coming out? So these are things, but you have to make sure in all fairness that you have a decent spirit or you're a decent human being. When you're trying to spirit, you want to make sure it's like a decent, upright human being where someone is not going to lie to you. They're not going to sneak behind your back. They're not going to do all these horrible things. So that's what trying to spirit is. Knowing who the person really is, the essence of who that person is.
Wow. You know, Dr. Grace, Max and I, we've been wanting to do, an episode about sexless marriage, right, Max?
Okay.
You know, a sexless relationship, marriage, and, you know, there's the sex, there's no sex involved, there's no love making. You know, how can you address, how do you mend that with your spouse or with your partner? How can you go back to being, you know, in love again and intimate again? I'm so sorry. Intimate is the word.
You know, it's that happens a lot, especially during this pandemic.
Yes.
Where it's just bringing everything to surface.
Yes.
Where people are like, I just can't be bothered.
Yeah.
But it's funny because if you were trying to attract a new mate, you would do all of those things. You would start to do your hair again, the men would start put on their cologne again, and the woman would just start painting your toes, and, you know, because you're going to that courtship. Well, you can be the way that, or with your wife or with your current partner, by saying, you know what? I'm going to make it, I'm going to dedicate myself. Both people have to do that. You have to dedicate yourself to bring back that aliveness again, where you feel alive, you feel like a breath of fresh air. Because a lot of times it comes from hurt feeling. People either are getting tired or they're hurt. Something the person has done has hurt them. And what they have done is piled up, instead of speaking about it and say, let's unlayer this. This hurts me. So they're like, you know what? I don't care. And even if you want to go out and cheat, I don't care. Just stay married to me for the kid's sake. But you can do whatever you want to do. No.
You can't do that. Yeah.
Bring about it. Yeah, it's like you're meeting a new person again. So you have to go in there where you're scheduling date night. Or remember the things that brought you together, the things that you liked about each other. And sometimes you got to do the pros and cons. Sometimes the pain outweighs that. A famous person who's getting a divorce. I don't even have to mention the name.
Yes.
And you know, whatever, Bill Gates, everyone know. Where the girlfriend was there all these years. I tell you, these things catches up on you. So when you're talking about, oh, it's okay to have that girlfriend on the side where we're having this marriage, and I'm not going to say anything.
That, right?
Yes.
Why would you allow that?
again, I want to be in this person. So that was part of the condition they brought to me. And I said it was okay. You cannot tell me, I don't care who you are. You cannot tell me that every time he's over there with that woman's in that woman's house, in her bed, because they're not just, oh, let me go spend some time on the sand together. There are other things going on and you're at home waiting for him. And even if you're with a different partner, which we don't know, I'm not going to even put that out there. There is something missing where you have to get that third person or that extra curricular activity from someone else to fulfill that is your soulmate. That means it wasn't a soulmate because it's that person, your soulmate. You don't have to go. This is what I was talking about, going into the cow pasture. And I'm not calling women cow at all.
Yes.
So going out roaming the pastures to find something or someone else that's going to fulfill you. When you've exited an old relationship, that's why it's called ex. You've exited it. Leave it alone work on your union right now with who you're involved with.
Wow, I love that. That's why it's called ex. Exit. I love that. No, that's so true.
Yes.
Okay, let's
go. Ex does not mean extracurricular. No, it means exit. It's over. It's done. Clear out that baggage so you can be attract that healthy relationship.
That is so good. Oh my God. Ladies, I hope you're learning. Oh my gosh, this is like amazing. Okay, the last one. And two will become one.
Yes.
You know, I like get
yes.
This is
yes.
what we promised God and we promised ourselves. We promised the spouse. So now you're one, right? So meaning you leave your parents and you become one with and that's your new life, right?
Absolutely.
So I mean,
you know, you know, Jessica, and I love when you said it because when you say once, some people think, oh, I have to give up being who I am. I'm never going to be me again.
No.
I have to just think like it. No, it's like two complete whole people coming together to make one beautiful union where you're both equally important. And I tell people, okay, the husband is the head, you're the neck. The neck and the head cannot maneuver without each other.
Yes.
So therefore, unless you're going to have stiff neck, so the neck has to turn and be flexible for the head to function. So therefore, do not get into just...
wait, you just said that. If you have a stiff neck, so the mom actually, the wife, has to be in complete also control because if you cannot move, if the wife is not moving, the head will not function, right?
Exactly. And happy wife, happy life.
Happy wife, happy life. That's what it is. That's where
I tell you.
Yeah,
teamwork makes the dream work. It's the team of both of you, not the team of all these extra players on the on the playing field. Absolutely not. When you make a commitment and say, I am going to commit my soul, my spirit, soul, and body to this person.
Yeah.
You are giving each other, you know, if we want to get really biblical with this, in Corinthians 7, when it says the husband's wife body belongs to the wife and the wife's body belongs to the husband. So therefore, if your body belongs to each other, you cannot give yourself to someone else without someone's permission. So my husband cannot give his to someone else. I'm not looking. And my thing is like, no. And his thing is no. So therefore, when people look at these things and say, oh, but it's so strict. Let me tell you something. It may be strict, but it's beneficial to you. When you really look at it and stop looking at the part where some people have taken religion and just beat people over the head with it, which is absolutely ridiculous. God never meant it to be like that. You're having a personal relationship with your creator. Learn to go to God. And that's why I was talking about the 3 days. Learn to go to the creator of souls and say, you're the one who made me. I'm going to come to you without a minister, preacher, or teacher. And you need ministers, preachers, and teachers in certain to guide us, yes. But with amongst the charlatans and untrustworthy people out there nowadays, first go to your Lord, your creator personally. Get in there personally in personal time and said, please guide me, show me. Yes. You did not put me on the earth to be, you can still have your peacefulness in your togetherness. You can have your independence in your togetherness, but you're compromising with each other, not settling, but compromising. We're saying, okay, we can each contribute this happily. So we're not keeping points. It just comes naturally. When it comes naturally, you know you're in the right place because it feels so good. And I'm not just talking about physical feeling, your emotion, your spiritual feels so at ease. You may not be perfect, but you're perfect together and perfect for each other.
Wow. Wait, I don't want to, we only have 3 minutes. I want to ask you this. I don't want to forget. What is the healing balm to comfort your soul? The healing balm.
That healing balm is just knowing that you have a greater purpose than yourself, knowing that you have a creator who came that you may have life and have life more abundantly. You are not a mistake. You're not a happenstance. You're not a doormat for anyone. And it's a soothing touch of the Holy Spirit, meaning you're so spiritually at peace that you like who you are. You like the direction your life is taking. And if you don't, just say, Lord, give me guidance. Please help me. Show me where to go. Let me live my life to the fullest. So if I want to insert a marriage certificate between those two certificates, the birth and the death, it's my birthright to do so. Let me do it through the attracting the right person. But first of all, liking who I am. So every bad mistake, every bad choice, every unhealthy relationship, let me pull that away so I can get my innocence again. And meekness does not mean weakness at all. You can be meek without being weak. Do not let anyone mistake your kindness for weakness, because it takes a lot to be kind without learning that you are valuable. Place a high value on yourself. You are very valuable.
Oh, that is so good. Oh my gosh, I want to leave it like that. It's so good. Something that you want to take in, right? But I don't want to forget. I want to say this, Dr. Grace. You mentioned this on your book, and I love this. I have to tell them this. Clean out the old to make room for the new one.
Yes.
That is so good. I have to say that.
Yes. You know, seeing my mother murdered in front of me, and I'm sure you can connect with this, Jessica, when your mother died. Mm-hmm. And going through, and then also knowing my aunt was murdered, it left in me a stigma saying,
yes,
gosh, is everyone, it's either, now this is either a dysfunctional family pattern or a generational curse. So it made you so mature. I was a runner. I would run from relationship. I'm like, I don't even want someone yelling at me.
Yes.
And God knows no man is going to put his hand on me. And it's all men like this. This is what you get from early childhood. And then listening where the blogs, well, before the blogs, where the TV shows and this telling you, oh, they're no good men. No. I had to get rid of that. I remember when I went to the Lord and prayed, and I said, God, if this really exists, unconditional love, please let me experience it. But you know what happened? I realized I had to pull aside every layer, every bad thing I thought about relationship, even what happened to my aunt and my mom. That was their experience. It's not mine. That was their narrative. It's not mine. So you, whoever you are, whatever you are experiencing, and I'm just going to speak heart to heart, whatever you've gone through, no matter what it is, know that that's not who you are. Those are horrible things that happen to you. But the true essence of who you are, that deep inner spirit, you tap into who you are and saying, I want unconditional, healthy love. Sure, statistics tell me it's not going to happen. I'm not going to be a negative statistic. This is mine, because the same God who made me already made who's right for me. The person's already here. Yeah. Lord, please let us recognize each other simultaneously. It's not someone else's husband while saying, well, the Lord tell me, don't even let me get started on that. That's a whole nother show. Where some people have said, the Lord tell me that's my soulmate. The man is happily married with his wife. That is not your soulmate. Okay.
Right.
Go and find your own soulmate, or Dr. stop getting Grace. Mixed messages.
I know, Dr. Grace, you're letting us go. I'm so sorry. But see, this is why, will you come back, please? This is why I need more of you in our show. We have so much to talk about. I have to call you after the show and talk about
absolutely
the next one. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much, Dr. Grace. And thank you so much, ladies, for watching and tuning in. And I hope the show. And we will be back in 2 weeks, because next week is Memorial Day. So thank you so much. Bye. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
The Polished Woman.